catechism question for this morning is question 67. What does every sin deserve? Every sin deserves God's wrath and curse, both in this life and that which is to come. And I would ask in a few moments if Liam, you would read Ephesians 5 verse 6, and if Dan, you would read Psalms 11 and verse 6. First of all, every single sin deserves God's wrath and curse. We are reminded in the Word of God, and I think we were reminded last week, that one sin, and we're reminded in the book of Romans, that one transgression brought the world into condemnation and judgment. One sin, one act of disobedience, as the Word of God reminds us, brought condemnation and a curse. So every single sin deserves God's wrath and curse. It's true to say that if we had only committed one sin, Christ would have still needed to come and die for that one sin. Sometimes we consider sin to be something of little importance and little relevance. Yet even the least of sins, and in fact James says, we remind ourselves, James says that if we transgress the law of God in one place, at one point, we have broken the whole law. And I remember many years ago, an illustration of this coming to my mind, as I looked at the law of God being the rule of life, and I think one of our catechism question uses that phrase, as the rule of life. And I looked at a ruler, a physical ruler, a 12-inch long ruler, and I imagined if I broke that ruler, snapped it in half, it would only be broken in one place. There's only one point of the ruler that it's broken at. But you wouldn't say, you would never say, oh well, it's only broken in one place. If you snap the ruler in half, what would you do? I remember one time as a child trying to sellotape a ruler back together again that I had broken. And the problem, of course, with that is you try and put it on the page and draw a straight line against it, and what happens when you get to the place where the sellotape is, and this is what happened, and I realised, I think I'm going to have to buy a new ruler. It was broken. It was useless. It was of no good to me. So it went in the bin, and a new ruler was bought by my mother, I should say. Not by me at that time. I didn't have enough money. So one sin breaks the law of God. Irreparably breaks the law of God. So every sin deserves God's wrath and curse. But then notice the dual emphasis here. It deserves God's wrath and God's curse. The wrath of God, the anger of God, the judgment of God, the vengeance of God. All those words which mean more or less the same thing. But then also the curse of God, which in many ways is far worse. The wrath of God is terrible. The anger of God is terrible. The vengeance of God is terrible. But the curse of God, you see, if somebody is angry with you or boiling over even with hatred, that's one thing. But when somebody curses you, whether it be by verbal or whatever type of curse, it's so much the more awful for us. When somebody curses at us or pronounces a curse upon us. But when it comes to God, God is not just angry with us as sinners. He has pronounced a curse. But listen, Christ bore both the wrath of God and the curse of God for us on the cross. The Word of God reminds us, cursed is everyone that hangs upon a tree. Christ became a curse for me, for you, for all of us who have been redeemed by His grace. But then also notice in the answer, it's both in this life and the next. See, people sometimes think that God owes them something. And when something goes wrong, people say, why did this happen? Why did God allow this bad thing to happen? As if God owes them something. As if God owes this sinful world any kindness. And quite often, the unregenerate, reprobate sinner will say, why doesn't God step in and do something about this situation? And my answer often is, if God stepped in 1 second afterwards, you would not want Him here. Because once God steps in, and one day He will deal with this world completely and fully. But not as they would like Him to. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6.
And all man's daily was saying the words. But the prophecy is saying the wrath of God on the children.
Thanks, Liam. Let no man deceive you with vain or empty words. For this reason the wrath of God comes. Last Sunday evening we considered the wrath of God. And one or two afterwards, well, at least a couple afterwards, we're not happy about that. But the Word of God tells us it's an empty thing to ignore the wrath and anger of God. It's a vain thing. And those who speak against it are speaking vain and empty words. And we are not to be deceived by such people who speak these words, as if by them putting off the wrath of God that they can somehow affect its coming. Psalms 11 and verse 6. Yes, yes.
The Lord swayed the righteous, but the wicked and given that brother violence, disorder, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a heart of tempest, this shall be the portion of
their foes. Sir? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. 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 It's so true. We. Yes. Yes. So, how careful we need to be true. And myself and Benny, as we travelled up in the car this morning, considered this, that no matter what is good or bad about the ministry of a certain person, it's faithfulness to the Word of God. And if we are to be faithful to the Word of God, we don't only teach, as Dan reminds us, that God loves, but God also hates. Upon the wicked He shall rain snares, fire and brimstone. And you see, the thing is, for God to be true, He has said He will do this. And therefore, if he doesn't do this, he will not be a God that is true to his word. So what does every sin deserve? Every sin deserves God's wrath and curse, both in this life and that which is to come. And you know, the word of God, as I close, reminds us of this, that it's time for judgment to begin with the household of God. God deals with us now, doesn't he? God chastises us now. In fact, the word of God reminds us, if we're not chastised, well then, we're bastards. You know, if we're not chastised, we're not the children of God. So, I'd rather be chastised by God now for my sin and punished for my sin in this life than that. And if it begins with us, if judgment begins with us, what will the outcome be for the ungodly and the sinner? You see, we feel like Peter. We feel the anger of God now. And that's a good thing. There's a day coming when many will feel the anger of God without any hope, without any hope of peace or escape. Amen. I love